Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Only the 10th of September, we're already having certain conversations. It's kind of weird. Talking about Hallmark movies already coming out for Christmas and stuff. Halloween hasn't even happened. But now we're having a Super Bowl conversation that might be concerning some people. They're talking about the halftime show. How would you guys feel if this season for halftime, the big performance came from Shakira? Shakira.
Hips don't lie.
Yeah.
What, I don't think it's too early to talk about this. They gotta make sure that they know what the.
I mean, they could talk about it, but I don't know.
It's the last minute though that they announce some of these shows, because remember it was Maroon 5 and they were dancing around that last year. So I think they're trying to get it done without any question this year.
Yeah, the Super Bowl, the big game, is actually February 2nd this year. That'll be Shakira's 43rd birthday.
Uh huh.
And the rumors are that she's finalizing a deal with the NFL to headline that show this season. I think they put this stuff out there to kind of crowdsource the temperature on it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
People are liking it and they want to see what's going on in the Twitter sphere and see if it's worth the investment. Yeah, I think a lot of times they seed stuff just to see what the, you know, the crowd is thinking. A lot of people are pushing back on it, saying that Miss Shakira is actually the GOAT, and I don't mean in a good way, like the Tom Brady way.
Yeah.
They're actually saying that.
What are you saying?
Have you seen the memes and the funny videos about Shakira and goats? Apparently, Shakira sounds like a goat.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah.
Take a listen.
You make a woman go mad, so be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, and my hips don't lie.
I mean, that
is a Chum classic, by the way. The GOAT and Shakira. There's a little bit of that in there. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She acknowledged it in an interview.
She did, finally.
Yeah, she actually, in an interview, said that she previously had been told by her music teacher that she wasn't very talented, and she sounded familiar.
Because I had a very powerful vibrato, you know? But back in the day, it was kind of like a little disrupting for the rest of the choir. Right. So many of my classmates used to say, Shakira, you sing like a goat. I kind of do have a little goaty thing going on.
That's great. I didn't know that
part.
Maybe, like, you know how Katy Perry had the sharks and then she had the big left shark moment? Maybe Shakira can have the left goat.
She might have the goat. Now, let me tell you, it's going to be at the Hard Rock Stadium, which is in Miami. It's where the Miami Dolphins play.
Yeah.
And, you know, she is a find from the Miami Sound Machine, mm-hmm. Gloria Estefan.
Sure.
So you can better believe.
It'd be a very good
connection.
It's going
to be a huge show. Yeah. So even though she sounds like a goat.
Hey, what? Can't you see? She doesn't sound like a goat, does she? Oh, yeah, she sounds like a goat. Yeah.
All right, 2020 Super Bowl. Okay.
That's one cute.
Shakira.
That's one cute goat.
She's really sweet.
And, she won't get curried. She'd get cuddled.
Yeah.
That goat. It's all about the movies this week here in Toronto. Hey, guys, what's this? That's me typing in a movie. Just banging keys.
That's you, really?
Happens all the time. If you watch someone typing in a movie, they're not typing anything. It's
true.
So annoying.
Oh, that's true. Or playing the piano when you don't see their hands on the keys. Like, you can tell sometimes their arms are moving too much. I took lessons. I know. It's like they're going up and down. I'm going, no.
This one annoys me personally. Curtis, you got the clip?
Yeah.
This is one of the classic movies, you know, a Disney film. Everyone loves the one, you know, rest in peace, John Candy. But Cool Runnings.
That's a bobsled. Oh, so a bobsled is a push cart with no wheels.
That's what it looks like here.
Let me see that. All right, the key elements for a successful sled team are a steady driver and three strong runners to push off down the ice. Ice!
All right, stop. Driving me nuts.
What is it?
Fake accents.
Oh!
Get people from the real countries, please.
Oh. Ugh.
I'm cringing the whole way through Cool Runnings. It's still a classic. Okay. Like, ugh.
I don't know that Cool Runnings is a classic. I wouldn't put that in a classic.
Well,
right there.
I'm trying to be nice. But anyway, all right.
Here's what gets me in movies or television. Okay. Great free parking downtown, usually right in front of the building where the protagonist is going to. Right? Just yeah.
It's
up right
never
there.
Good parking, right?
Yeah. That resonates with so many people. I saw this online, but I thought, yeah, well, how come they can just pull up and there's always parking and they don't have to pay?
But in defense of the productions,
yeah.
Would we think the movie was as interesting if they had to search for parking or maybe do like a double around the block or something? No?
Well, I don't know.
But, I wasn't parking that interesting at all?
No, it's not. You could probably just cut that whole part out, right? It's assumed, right?
Exactly.
Take the whole shot out. Yeah.
All right.
It just irritates me.
Mine, and someone else has texted this in already as well, and it's when somebody wakes up in the morning with full hair and makeup, or when they're deserted on a desert island, or when they're on like day 50 at war, and they have full hair and makeup.
You say this one all the time.
It's ridiculous. And it's not just the women too, it's the guys. Like, you'll see this guy who's supposed to, you know, he's a sniper who's been in this tower for months without any food,
right?
And he still looks well rested and like just a little dirty. I'm like, you could smell this guy from space,
right?
Why does he have full hair and makeup?
I don't know why they refuse to just show people as grimy as we look in person. Like, we're just all like, you know, kind of,
well, I know, but when you get older you don't want that.
Really?
You want people to watch
everybody. But everybody on screen is like 25.
Yeah.
Texter says, first kisses are always nasty. Why they make them look so romantic? True.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. How they walk and drink coffee from a cup that's clearly empty.
Yes, I know that.
That's annoying.
No, I see that all the time, even on commercials.
Can't be liquid.
And another one I see, and it's been mentioned too many lamps in a room. That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
There's too many lamps.
When people hang up the phone without saying goodbye is another one that we've gotten a few texts on. It's so true.
I'm going to try that, actually.
Let's see how it goes.
Hey, Jody, what's up?
Hi.
We'll take TV movie cliches for 300, Alex.
So I'm a nurse, and one of my biggest pet peeves is when there's like a doctor or nurse or a medical person going into surgery on a TV show.
Yeah.
And they don't wear their mask when they're scrubbing. So you're supposed to be like covered up, have your mask on and everything when you walk into surgery. And because they're talking on a TV show, you need to see their face.
Right.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. I pick out all the little medical things.
You would, because that's your thing.
Yep.
Can you imagine how nasty that would be if people weren't masked while they were scrubbing? It would defeat the purpose of scrubbing.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, good one.
Good one, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. They need to get you on the set as a continuity nurse.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing. All right. Let's get into our eTalk Entertainment update. Guys, nobody works a red carpet like the one and only Tracy Melcher.
Yeah, you look great.
Oh, you guys. Stop.
Anytime I hit a red carpet, I look to my left, I see Tracy. I'm like, what am I doing here?
Oh, you're very kind.
She is a seasoned person when it comes
I
to
am.
That.
You know, I love fall. I love TIFF. It's Virgo season.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all my favorite things all together with a little coolness, fall
and,
fashion.
And you like Antonio Banderas.
I do like Antonio Banderas.
Did you meet him, talk
so
to him?
So I actually got a chance to talk to Antonio Banderas for the second time in my career in the eTalk Visa Infinite Lounge. He came by to talk about his new film directed by his good friend Pedro Almodovar. It's called Pain and Glory. It also stars Penelope Cruz. And Antonio Banderas, when he walks into the lounge, he comes 10 or 15 minutes early. Mm-hmm. The entourage consists of two people. And he shakes hands with all the camera people, the audio people, the producers. Like, he's just such a professional.
Oh, that's different.
Yes, and he had his sunglasses on. He's like, you know, my eyes, it's like a puff of fish. And I was like, what? And even when he says puff of fish, it sounds like so romantic. It's like, I love you, Tracy, but he's not, obviously, very professional. My eyes like a puff of fish. I leave my sunglasses on. I'm like, okay, Antonio Banderas. And even when I'm thinking of him in my mind,
yeah.
I think of him with two names, right? Not Antonio.
Yeah. Right. You can never just call him Antonio.
No, I just can't call him Antonio. And he's sits down and he's very the movie is based on Pedro's story as a director discovering his sexuality, being raised in a very Catholic home, and Antonio also spoke to us about in 2017 he had a heart attack and how that changed his priorities. You know, it was everything shifts, and you know, and he's saying this in such a beautiful, candid, open way. And then I asked him, because we're working on a special for eTalk, you know, what is one of the movies that inspired you when you were young, and his face just changed, and he looked like an 8-year-old boy. And he goes, Zorro.
Yeah.
It was Zorro.
Yes,
and he's like, my friends and I, we used to go to the theater, and we'd go, and we'd be like, yay, and we'd cheer when he'd, you know, he'd catch the bad guy. And
wasn't
like,
he in Zorro?
And then how many years later with Catherine Zeta-Jones, that was her breakout role
in Zorro,
you know?
Right?
And then when he was leaving, just a gentleman, too, thanked everybody in the room, shook all their hands, and Antonio Banderas was gone.
Very nice.
Yeah, really, really amazing and very professional. And I'm going to say also that he liked one of my Instagram posts last week.
Get out of here.
Not trying to brag, but that happened.
That is so exciting when
that
happens.
It was your morning Instagram post of me. Yes, what else are we talking about? It is TIFF Tuesday. Marilyn,
yeah.
Caitlin, Jay, I know we're all very excited about Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland.
It's big. Yes. Very big.
Yes. I would give her the Oscar for the trailer alone.
Yeah, me too. This is about her last year of life. And how much she loved her kids and how much she had to continue to perform. Hmm. It's an amazing story. I read her biography, and that was a tumultuous year for her. And, of course, it didn't end well. But Renee looks fantastic.
She looks fantastic.
I mean, she looks just like her.
Absolutely. The her body language, yeah. Everything. She's just, and then also tonight, I know Jamar, you're attending the red carpet for Harriet.
Yes.
The Harriet Tubman story.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's going to be one that I really want to see.
Well, we're going to see you guys on the red carpet. We're going to see E-Talk tonight at 7 o'clock for full coverage on the Toronto International Film Festival. Tracy, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Antonio Banderas.
I can't believe he was so like personable. That's good. Leonardo DiCaprio comes in on like a hang glider and just flies past us. This is a cool email we got from a listener, and I say it's cool because it just illustrates my point that social media has made us really, really weird people, which is just very strange right now. Okay, let me read this, and you can weigh in. Heard you guys talking about people who have social media accounts for their kids, and I had to write in. One of my friends has a 2-year-old, and ever since she became pregnant, she started an Instagram profile from the perspective of her then unborn baby. Oof. Whoa. From captions about her son's perspective about life in her womb. It's a nice womb, by the way. Now, I'm the weirdo for saying that.
You're
right?
Weird.
I'm the weirdo, but she's
now you lost it.
Anyway, let me continue.
Okay.
Caption about the womb to post-birth photos to bizarre staged photo shoots with the baby became too much. I decided to unfollow the account, and so did the other friends. Recently, she began avoiding the few of us who unfollowed her son's quote-unquote account. And finally, she let us know that she was very disappointed and hurt that we would unfollow her son.
So I told her we didn't unfollow him since he doesn't have an account because he's 3 years old. So she wants to know what's going on here. Our friendship totally has been ruined because of this weird account, and she's trying to make me feel like a monster for unfollowing her son. Is there any explaining how weird this is all, or this is to her? Can I talk to her about this, or do we just walk away, Caitlin Green? Because we have talked about this before.
We have talked about this before.
So what do you think?
Social media comes up a lot, like social media etiquette, because now there is an etiquette around following people. You know, do you like them? Do you follow them? I would, if this person has decided to cut off ties with you over me personally, I'd give it one more conversation at best.
Uh-huh.
One more kick at the can at best. And then I'd be like, well, if this is worth ending our friendship over.
Yeah, it could end up, sometimes when you tell people something like that, because it affects her so deeply, and it's about her child.
Mm-hmm.
It's like broken telephone, and it will never be repaired.
Yeah.
And so you have to kind of weigh that in. So she's asking again, is there any explaining how weird this is to her, or should I just walk away?
So we're diving into the email we got from a listener who said the relationship with their friend looks like it's about to end because she has a social media account for her child, and this account's been in existence since the child was an unborn baby. In womb, in utero. And she'd be putting up posts from the perspective of the child.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of friends, including Jessica, who wrote us, said she's unfollowed the child. And the friend, who is the mother, is offended by that. She's like, why would you unfollow my kid? So,
and she's not the only one. Some other friends in the circle have done that, too. So she's very miffed that you would unfollow her little boys.
That's
He's
always
three.
That's always the risk when you unfollow an obnoxious person on social media, and you do it really for the good of the friendship in real life, because maybe the person who's terrible on social media is actually not that bad in person.
Right.
Yeah.
But you just can't deal with constantly seeing their posts, so you unfollow them, but then they notice it. And then they unfriend you IRL.
Have you noticed anybody unfollowing you? I know people have with me, and it doesn't really bother me. I just went, oh, okay, well, I guess that's fine. I'm getting mad at them.
Noticed someone unfollowing.
Yeah, how does one typically notice that you've unfollowed somebody?
Like, I think you just look at your follower list. Like, if you get a sense, like, you know, this person probably, social media probably matters to them more than is normal.
Oh, okay.
And so they probably looked in and checked, like, hey, you haven't liked my air quotes kids photos and recently. Sure. So they look and check and found out that you unfollowed them.
Okay.
I just think that social media has made little things like Snapchats and pictures mm-hmm. way too important.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so important?
Well, I don't think this was an isolated incident because we had someone text in and said they had the same situation happen. It started 2 years ago. And last Christmas, he and his wife had to walk away from this so-called friend. They felt bad for her five-year-old daughter. The friend, they said they figured it was going to get much weirder. Her kid will always have to be the best looking, smarter than your kid. You know, we had that same problem and we just divided and walked away. We just said, we can't deal with it anymore. Mm. And it's interesting that they said, you know, her kid will always have to be the best looking and smarter than your kid. And it's true. It is kind of this like unhealthy form of competitive parenting.
Right.
That starts on social media. And it's just not enjoyable. Like, people just don't want to see it in their feed.
So they start posting. If the kid is not getting a certain amount of likes or acknowledgments, it almost feels like you're taking a shot at the person's child.
Mm-hmm.
Not true, but that's how they internalize it. You know what's also funny? Like, the minimum age for kids on social media is 13, for Instagram at least. Like, the mom putting an account for a kid and, like, posing as the kid? Little issue there, no?
I can't. It's you know what I'm going to compare it to?
Yeah.
When people would send out Christmas letters from the perspective of the dog.
Oh, yes.
This is what this is about.
Yeah.
This is the Christmas letter that I have vocalized against for so long. Now we have it on social media, and now it's this. And you know what? It's weird, okay?
It is weird, and it's also because we have celebrity pets really now, right?
Yeah, right.
There are dogs and cats that have millions of followers.
Yeah, and I had a letter once from a perspective of a newborn from what mommy and daddy were doing to get them ready for the new world.
Stop.
And so I just, enough with that. It's just Christmas letters now on social media. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I think when you have like these influencer like dogs and, you know, maybe babies and children, you have to expect that maybe some people think there's an opportunity there. Maybe they can make their kid or their pet famous. And I don't know, just you run the risk of your friends unfollowing you. I feel like that's kind of normal.
Yeah. Well, no baby can influence me to do anything. So keep trying.
Except for your own, right?
Except for my own.
Like, he I got owns. News for you. Kofi has you wrapped around his
owns me.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know.
Do you have an extra $1,000 lying around? Because today is the day that Apple is expected to unveil their new iPhone models. That's trending in tech news this morning. The Apple Fall event begins later today. It'll be live streaming from California. And the September announcement, this is usually where they unveil the big iPhone news. So today we might find some more details out on the rumored iPhone 11, 11 Max, or 11R.
What makes it a Max?
I don't know, Marilyn.
What makes it a Max? Does it fold into my purse into a tiny little thing?
No, not Max.
Case.
Usually the Max actually means that it's bigger. It's like holding a small computer in your hand.
I just would like something to fold and has its own Lumi case on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's not what I'm asking.
A built-in lighting system?
Built-in lighting system.
Like the iPhone compact? Really? Like a compact?
Well, just something.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, my Lumi thing?
Sure.
Look at this. See?
That's a great light.
They are expecting to add better cameras, faster processors, and a new operating system. So we'll hear more about that this morning. Now, the next in trending tech news, local trending tech news. I guess tech transportation news. Driverless shuttle buses are looking to come to Toronto sooner than we thought because we first heard about this possibility over a year ago. Toronto planners said they were hoping to move forward with a self-driving transit shuttle, a trial specifically that would happen here in the city. And now Mayor John Tory announced yesterday at a transit conference that there would be an automated shuttle pilot happening and it would be working in the area of West Rouge alongside Rouge Hill GO Station. And the goal here is to connect people on their, quote, first and last mile of transit station and their home. So it's the issue of, you know, you live near Rouge Hill GO Station and you still have to drive to the GO Station. You can't actually get there from your home using existing transit routes. So that's where this new pilot would come into play. It would likely be an electric and almost entirely automated small shuttle bus that'll pick you up in residential neighborhoods and drop drop you off at the GO station, and it would work in tandem with the GO schedule.
I think that's a great idea because you were mentioning earlier something that we posted a while ago.
Yeah.
People coming off that GO train and running for their, you know, car to get the heck out to get home, so there's no traffic problems.
There's no traffic jam at the GO station. You wouldn't even have to involve your car whatsoever in your commute if you live near one of the GO stations. That would be
a great idea.
Can you imagine driving in your car and looking to the right and seeing an automatically driving bus next to you?
Yeah, and they're smaller. So I saw a photo of it, and it's smaller. It's not like a regular size bus.
It's like a shuttle, like a van.
Yeah, and for the trial, you know, for learning purposes, there actually would be a transit employee on board.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be, you know, it's not like it's fully operational. And of course, this is a trial run. So the goal is to work at all the kinks and keep it as safe as possible. But it's very interesting. And it's also great to hear that they will all likely be electric because you see the plumes of black smoke coming out of buses downtown.
Yes.
And you just think, we got to make changes in this area. So it's kind of cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Are we like kids and we're going to race to sit in the front seat?
Yeah,
that's what kids do.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Hey, if it uses its turning signals, I'm for it.
Okay.
Even the humans don't use it.
You could take a nap from the train, get off the train, someone will have to stop you on the shuttle, get on the shuttle, and take another nap.
This
is your heaven.
All right.
This is what's good for you, Jamar.
But the machines are taking over, Caitlin.
Yeah, they are. And we're going to set up some Wi-Fi on those shuttle buses, and we're going to do it all.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.